Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Reddit IPO filings reveal the company's hopes and fears. Wired reviewed edits made by Reddit to its IPO filings over the years ahead of its stock market debut this week. Here are 7 big takeaways by Paresh Dave. Reddit's stock market debut expected on Thursday has been a long time coming. The ad-supported home of over 100,000 forums first announced its intention to go public in December 2021. Over the course of the unusual years-long delay, Reddit revisited its initial investor pitch 10 times, leaving a trail of edits that provide a look at the company's past struggles, current vulnerabilities, and future ambitions. The many drafts show how CEO Steve Huffman dialed back warnings that too much content moderation could be autocratic, and that he and other Reddit leaders culled priorities for the company as pandemic-fueled growth waned. Here are 7 takeaways from the close reading of the filings. Reddit is known for hosting text-based discussions, but its initial filing to go public claimed the platform's relatively new live video and audio chat room services were core to its drive to win more users and advertisers. We've learned time and again that whenever we add new surface areas to creativity on Reddit, that users not only use them, but they use them in ways that are surprising and delighting to us, the filing said. Reddit has drawn inspiration from streaming platform Twitch and the pandemic audio chat hit Clubhouse for what it calls r/pan, or Public Access Network, and Reddit Talk. Reporting in Wired's recent deep dive into Reddit's past and future found that the company sank considerable resources into the two projects. Some of the more than 60 current and former Reddit workers and moderators contacted for that story described the tools developed to police bad behavior on the video and audio services as inadequate. Reddit, over the past 2 years, shut down both r/pan and Reddit Talk, in part due to their moderation challenges, Wired reporting shows. By the end of last year, mentions of live video and audio have been purged from Reddit's IPO pitch. Reddit's 19-year history has been a roller coaster of scandals over unsavory content, abrupt leadership changes, and user revolts. In earlier versions of the IPO paperwork, current CEO Huffman struck a contrite note. "The list of our mistakes over the years is long, and so is the list of challenges we've faced," he wrote. "We lived these challenges publicly and have the scars, learnings, and policy updates to prove it. Our history influences our future. There will undoubtedly be more challenges to come." But Huffman, who co-founded Reddit back in 2005, also boasted that Reddit is different because it is free from the airbrushing and filters of social media and criticized what he sees as over-the-top meddling in online discussion. Centralized, paternalistic, or even autocratic control from a company or a government not only does not result in the human connection, authentic conversation, and community engagement that we think people want, but often backfires, he wrote in one draft. In another, he added a warning that pressure to compromise Reddit's democratic nature to conform to mainstream views could be destructive. None of Huffman's lines about Reddit's mistakes or his concern over control made the final cut. Reddit declined to comment, citing an IPO-related quiet period. The number of people visiting Reddit's site or app each day is increasing. That's helped by a surge in traffic triggered last year by the platform forcing apps that provided alternative ways to view posts to start paying to access Reddit content. Many of them shuttered, And although some users staged an online blockade, many have adopted Reddit's official apps to maintain access. But some of the user figures reported by Reddit suggest its growth could be stalling. The company's IPO filings have said since late 2021 that over 500 million people visit at least once a month. But nearly 3 years later, the figure cited hasn't grown. Some current and former employees say Reddit may have upgraded its measurement tools, suggesting the earlier figures may not have been accurate. Reddit's latest IPO filing says daily and weekly figures are how it measures growth. The company grew to 76 million daily users in December and has continued growing this year, it says. The amount of time Reddit reports that users spend with its service hasn't significantly budged either. In September 2021, the company said that U.S. users, on average, engaged for 28 minutes a day. It ticked up to 30 minutes that December. In December 2023, the company specified a figure only for logged-in U.S. users, though it clocked it at a similar 25 minutes to 30 minutes per day. Other data suggests that the stock of content on Reddit for users to peruse has been roughly constant recently, despite users' continued activity. Reddit gained 1 billion posts and comments per quarter in 2022, closing the year with 17 billion pieces of content on the platform in total. But that figure fell to 16 billion last September, potentially reflecting improved measurement or the removal of problematic content, before ending up back at 17 billion last December. When U.S. internet companies go public, they often claim that luring users from overseas will provide powerful growth. Google and Meta now serve billions of people around the world. Reddit's overseas prospects look less rosy. Even as it pushes into new countries, such as France and Germany, the dominance of English language content on the platform appears to be growing. Reddit reported that over two-thirds of all posts in late 2021 through 2022 were in English. By the second half of 2023, that grew to over 90% of all posts. That happened despite Reddit investing in contractors and translators to encourage more content in French, German, and additional languages other than English. One translation project led some Reddit users to think their communities were being run over by spam bot rings. Current and former employees say it's possible that Reddit's ability to measure non-English content evolved and that English content hasn't become more dominant. Like for many online businesses, Reddit's traffic relies in part on referrals from search engines, primarily the dominant player Google. In early draft filings, Reddit shared figures showing its reliance on search engine traffic falling through 2022, dropping to a low of about 1 in 5 users coming via search results. That was generally seen as a good sign because it suggested Reddit had a loyal user base and was becoming less dependent on Google. Responding to its search algorithm updates that slashed traffic to Reddit had previously triggered moments of all-hands-on-deck crisis at the platform, a former employee says. After testing it in an IPO filing last month, the company this month launched Reddit Pro, a free service that provides a dashboard to help businesses understand what's trending, the audience their posts are reaching, and, of course, pay to boost the reach of their posts. Brands such as Taco Bell and the National Football League have been testing Reddit Pro. It's possible the new service could be a precursor to allowing businesses and organizations to open up communities in their name using the convention B/or O/ to stand out. Some former employees say as alternatives to Reddit's long-standing use of R/ to denote different communities. They say Reddit Pro could spur increased advertising, but might not provide companies the kind of real-time view into customer activity and opportunities for customer service and promotions that brands once got from Twitter. That's because Reddit conversations can be scattered across different communities and are generally less fast-paced. The new venture could also threaten the millions of dollars in annual revenue Reddit has generated for years by licensing posts and other data to social media analysis companies such as Brandwatch and Sprinklr, whose tools companies use to understand how they're being talked about online, according to former employees. If Reddit Pro offers good enough data, some companies might stop paying for tools like Brandwatch. Sprinklr declined to comment about Reddit. Brandwatch didn't respond to a request for comment. Reddit's IPO filings show that it plans to add a new class of stock, creating a pool of shares that don't come from voting rights in board or shareholder business. The company says they could serve multiple uses. Those include providing a new form of compensation for employees, but also aiding deal-making so that Reddit can acquire or invest in other companies. Using these Class C shares that way would help Reddit grow its business and services without weakening Huffman's voting control. Reddit acquired a handful of AI companies during the pandemic to build tools, including for targeting ads and improving content moderation. Perhaps another buying spree could come post-IPO. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.